This is Hannah Lazar.
And Pirate RC, and we're here with Worldwide Spies in San Diego, California at the Epicenter. Let me let the guys introduce themselves.
I want to drive away, far away, in a fast car, baby, in a fast car. I want to drive away.
I'm JFK, I'm the lead singer.
I'm Isaac, I play guitar.
I'm Jax, I'm a dreamer.
I'm Steve-O, I play the drums.
Alright, and these guys are here for the Rock for Africa.
And let your troubles fade behind.
So how did you guys get together?
As a band, we got together through Craigslist. Jax and Steve were playing in a band that dissolved, and so was I, and we found each other through Craigslist, and we found James shortly thereafter.
On the corner of Santa Monica and Hollywood.
It's a popular corner.
It's very popular. Yeah.
After a lot
of making a good living.
So. Yeah. After a lot of painful auditions, American Idol style, where guys would freak out on a regular basis, and or they would come in way too confident, and
give us the welcome to LA speech.
I guess if I had to choose, I would say Steve was the Paula and I was the Simon in that that thing. Because Steve's like, oh, like these guys would come in and just suck, and they were, and Steve's like, oh, why don't you play another song? Delight our ears
with
your voice.
Later, and we're like, okay, thank you, we'll call you.
But there was, they'd always get like kind of nervous after they were done and they knew they sucked, and they were like, well, what can I do? What? Tell me. Give me some feedback. And it's like, dude, the feedback is no. Sorry. We need someone else. So eventually we found James, and he was what we were looking for. And
finally found what you're looking for?
Finally found it, I guess.
Seems like James or JFK, his singing style is very almost kind of specific, at least with this band, right? So is that what you guys were already going for, and that was the kind of music you wanted, like,
well,
throwback?
We weren't. I don't think we were really sure at the beginning what style of singer we even wanted. James came in, and we knew he had a powerful voice, and we knew he had presence, and
I was a blues singer originally before I joined the band, so it was like very American music was all I played. So I actually like sang with an American voice almost. But you know, everyone, and they're all into, you know, we wanted to do new wave stuff, and they said, sing with your accent. You know, that's the whole reason you're in the band. Sing with your accent.
Right.
So, no, that wasn't the whole reason.
Yeah.
That's a lot of
a really big reason.
He has a lot of charisma, which goes a long way.
Yes, he was the anti-introvert singer.
Yeah.
That's what was popular at the time.
That's definitely something that we needed with how we, the music we liked and the music we wanted to play. We needed someone who could be a big personality out front. We didn't need someone hiding behind the mic or some, some shrinking violet, you know, singing sad, you know, songs about getting dissed by girls. That wasn't who we were. That really wasn't something that we wanted. So
hardly very triumphant.
Yeah, that doesn't go with the music. You can't be playing triumphant music and have some guy back there going, "Oh well, that's right." You know, we had to have someone with a big voice, and that's what we got.
Well, how did you guys come up with the name Worldwide Spies?
That's Isaac again.
I was making a list and throughout the day, and all these different ones started showing up, and
Indio.
Yeah,
that was Jax's.
Yeah, finding
Indio.
Finding a band name.
That was a working title. We had to call it something.
Those in Indio. That's right.
Finding a band name is one could argue the most crucial part of a band, because if your band name sucks, you know the band's going to suck.
Right.
And so you gotta find something good and something that fits. And so we were kicking around names, and I had this one that was World War Spies. And
I kept on saying it wrong.
Yeah, James, of course, kept on saying it wrong, and everyone started saying it wrong. And
we were actually saying Worldwide Spies, like, as being wrong.
Yeah.
Like, no, we're World War Spies.
And we were like, well, rolled off the tongue. Worldwide Spies is a little better. We should just go with that. So, boom.
There you go.
And we're actually secret agents.
Yeah.
But we don't talk about that because it's secret.
Right. I was wondering how long we could have this interview before that came.
We can tell you guys, we don't have to kill you.
And we won't tell anyone.
It was actually a record time.
But Indio, none of you are from Indio, right?
Jackson.
No.
That's where he likes to be.
He dreams about
that's
it a lot.
That's my vacation.
Oh, it's a lovely spot. Yeah.
In Coachella.
Picturesque.
He has a motorhome
out there, yeah. We've got a nice little spot near the salt.
Double wide.
Well, hey, hairs. I grew up in La Quinta. I know about Indio.
The blue-haired ladies of Indio.
Know
Jax very well, yes.
If there's nothing else, we will derail your interview.
Snowbirds.
Yes, he's a massage therapist out there.
So, did you guys, have you guys been primarily playing in York for a while, or where have you guys been playing?
In where? What did you say?
In New York.
In New York.
Have you guys been doing a lot of shows
in
New York?
Like, yeah, York. Like, have we been to York lately?
No.
Did I black out for a couple of weeks?
We did play a show in New York, actually.
Yeah, we just...
New York, yes.
Yeah.
New York we've been to. We mostly play in L.A., though.
Yeah, we're based in L.A. and the surrounding areas.
We do the little hop around L.A., you know.
Phoenix, Tucson.
Jackson's from an Arizona.
Vegas.
The tri-state area.
The regional, yeah. The tri-state area.
Anywhere we can get to.
It's called the day's drive.
Yeah, the day's drive rule.
So
or the day's fly rule.
Where's your favorite place to play in L.A.?
Oh, that's a good question.
In L.A.?
Where is that? I guess you could say the Derby is. We played there last night. We had a pretty good show there last night.
I like the Key Club. The Key Club is a lot.
I like the Key Club sound, and the lights are just terrific at the Key Club. So that's always a big part of the show, you know, is if the club has got all of the other stuff to make it, like, because people go to a show for an experience, and, you know, the more you can do. There's so many clubs you go to, and there's just nothing there. You just turn up, and there's just kind of two speakers and a spotlight.
Here you go.
And a light bulb. There you go. That's
be an entertainer.
Yes.
That was actually the original name of the album.
Some places in LA are lucky if there's a stage.
So what is the Worldwide Spies live experience like? I mean, if you have everything at your disposal,
I guess in a word you could just say orgasmic, because
wonderful.
If you can have it, did you say if we could have anything at our disposal, what would it be?
Triumphant, I guess, is a better word.
Triumphant, yeah. I'm only
speaking for myself.
Maybe after the show, maybe during the show.
I think if people want to come to a show and they want to experience something, so we give them as much as we can. I mean, obviously, to take the next step, it costs money with regards to lighting and stuff like that, so that's kind of the next step along. But I think it should be an all-in-one thing. You know, if someone pays $10, $20 or whatever to come see a show, they deserve to get something good.
Well, you guys come from different backgrounds musically, so how would you describe the creative process for writing your music? Do you jam it out? Or?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all spontaneous. All our songs are written by pressing record on a laptop and go, okay, everyone just do something.
Yeah.
And
it's very, very organic.
Then we listen to it and go, well, that sucked, or, oh, that's awesome. And let's put some words to it and let's structure it.
Yeah, we kind of like do a series of jams, like maybe 5 or 6 jams, and then from those jams we take different parts and put them together. I write a lot of the verse melodies, and Jax writes a lot of the chorus melodies. So that we get real nice, like, difference, because we all have different tastes and styles.
Yeah, I find that everyone kind of has, like, you know, a certain thing they do to the music, and they just write that part to the song.
Well, you guys play real tight.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of jam bands, they play off of one another, they get used to it, but your sound is very tight.
Well,
so
that's
awesome.
The thing that we're unified in.
A real prick.
Yeah.
Now, who's that?
Nazi
who's that for our listeners now?
Who is that?
That's
James.
What? No, that's
could have been Jax.
Jax. Yeah.
I will. Jax is the song Nazi of the group, but it is all very warranted, I must admit.
Yeah, it's we all kind of unified in the fact that we love a good hooky song, and we try to throw in as much ear candy as possible. And so, in a nice tight space.
So with the album, you guys have an album coming out soon. When is that coming out, first of all?
Probably somewhere in the first part of February.
Yeah,
it's at the printing press.
Yes,
it's being printed
press.
Right now.
Is that going to be available in all stores or
iTunes? Yahoo Music. Pretty much everywhere.
The physical CD is going to be available to download directly from our website, worldwidespies.com.
anyone go to stores and buy records anymore?
There are a few around still. I mean, you can find it on our MySpace site at myspace.com/WWS or our regular website, worldwidespies.com, and
there'll be a buy now button that you can just press and purchase. We've got a little store set up so you can come and buy your very own Worldwide Spies memorabilia.
Some people still like to buy a CD, and some people don't care. They just want, you know, the MP3, and they can put it on their iPod, but we offer both. We're a multi-technological act.
I was at that age, Jeremy, when you could get cassette or CD, not CD or...
Yeah, MP3. Yeah, the format has switched again.
Well, with you guys, the important thing would be any of the cover art. I mean, people want to look at you guys.
Yeah,
for sure.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Your album. That's what
you would be so inclined.
Yeah.
Who designed that logo for you guys on your site? It looks like you're looking through a telescope, or not a telescope, but a scope.
Oh,
like the worldwide
the
spy.
Oh,
the
spy.
That was actually one of the first logos we had. A girl named Tanja, a friend of mine, did a bunch of. She just did a bunch of logos and drew them up, and that one just kind of stuck, and we've been using it ever since. I mean, we've had other incarnations, but it's a classic.
We've had stickers with that logo, and people still tell me they see those stickers around, like, on bus stops and shit. Like, people put it out there.
There was a guerrilla movement with regards to our stickers.
Well, there's something very eye-catching about it. It makes you, it almost focuses you in, makes you want to read more about. It kept me on your website, actually, that logo.
A hypnotic logo. You need to remember
that's the first time I've heard that.
Yeah. That's good. I like that.
I mean, other than wanting to find out more about you guys, but that logo was kind of like
centering
me in.
I was going to go with the spiral that like you just stared at for.
the thing that swings the pendulum.
You're moving into Worldwide Spies.
I'm getting very sleepy.
Well, you guys are, becoming established as a band and becoming more well known. So, who are some of your favorite up and coming musicians?
Presently?
Yeah.
Contemporaries?
I think we all like Interpol a lot.
Yeah.
They're a band that we've all been to see numerous times since they came out. Yeah.
I'm a fan of Shiny Toy Guns.
Yeah, yeah, Shiny Toy Guns are
friends.
Suck it up. They're friends of ours. Old friends of ours. Who else? I know James is a big My Chemical Romance fan.
Yes.
He loves that whole
I do like I like My Chemical Romance. I'm very excited about that.
So,
very excited.
Well, who would you love to share the stage with now?
Wow.
You too, maybe?
Yeah, you too.
You too. That's as big as it gets there, you know?
But you know
Interpol,
what?
Interpol, I definitely...
It's weird, every band I've seen open for you two gets a pretty shafty deal with regards to playing in a stadium with the lights on, with half the sound.
Well, I know.
And half the people there. I saw... Who was the band that opened for them when we saw them at the Staples Center?
It was
Kings of Leon.
Kings of Leon, and...
Very good band.
I don't know them very well, but they had to work. It looked like they had to work pretty hard to fill the stadium with any kind of sound with all of that there.
I think it would be fun to play with the Killers just so people can see the difference.
Yeah.
And actually...
because for a long time, the Killers were the only like band anyone knew that was playing like a kind of a retro sound, so everyone's like, oh, you sound like the Killers. Which, you know, to anyone who knows that kind of music, they wouldn't... I don't think they would make that.
Saying about you, if they're not saying, oh, these guys are great and stuff, it's like, oh, they sound like so-and-so. And you can say, oh, yeah, they sound like Bowie, for example, and that's not exactly what you'd call an insult or something.
No, no.
Although,
neither is the Killer.
Although the
Killer's
Christmas album
definitely
was a little scary.
Hey, you know, everyone's done a scary Christmas
that was
album.
Awesome.
Ours is yet to come.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
But it's hard to, like, really distinguish yourself from someone who's active now, like the Killers. They just put out their album. Your looks even completely different than theirs, especially since they changed theirs, but how do you feel about the comparisons? Would you just kind of embrace them and say, hey, that's...
Oh, it's nice to be compared to anyone successful, I think. I mean, it's, you know... It I respect anyone who's had success, you know, because it's from being out there playing as long as we have, it's hard to do. So,
you know, the funny story is we were just getting together as a band, all 2003, and one of the first things we did was go to Spaceland, and I wanted to see a band there called Soviet out of New York, and they were more electronic pop. And the Killers actually opened for them in Spaceland, and they were like, who are you guys? Killers? I mean, there's a little buzz that, like, this hot Vegas band and some people that, you know, were in the industry were talking about them. But, you know, there's always bands that people are talking about and buzz. And yes. Their success has just been phenomenal. So yeah. That's kind of funny to see, because it's just when you see other, you know, people that were on par with you, and all of a sudden they're playing arenas.
I think it very much shows you now how quickly your success can happen. Because, like, it's like in England especially, like, if someone likes your band, they have it on their phone and they send it to their friend who's on a phone. And I think the digital age just allows people to share your music instantly if they like you. And I think that's what's attributed to a lot of these new bands' success, but so fast. Like, they've gone from playing Spaceland in 2003 to playing Staples Center in 2007.
That story's incredible.
I mean, Coldplay was the same way. I mean, in two years, Coldplay, I mean, they said that they were touring and they didn't even have their whole album completed. And they were touring on that.
I saw them on Valentine's Day in 2003 at the LRA, and they could barely play their whole album. They were like little scared British boys playing acoustic guitar.
And I even saw them right after the second album, right after it came out, and they still kind of had that rough kind of thing about them.
But then through 2-3 years later, they're like one of the biggest bands on the planet. Yeah.
But you guys really hit it on the nose when you both mentioned something about the phone and the internet. And does anybody ever buy records at record stores anymore? I mean, the future of music is completely changing. We're definitely at a fork in the road here, witnessing something.
Tower Records just went out of business.
Yes.
That's
insane.
Tower Records on Sunset Boulevard with a closing down sale sign in it was just kind of like, oh. I mean, if you're not paying attention, that's a pretty obvious sign.
Downloading music is definitely the way of the future. Yeah. So you guys have some fan questions? Some questions from your fans?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. They're awesome. Who are the fans, actually?
Well,
we love you.
What's your favorite pirate, if you were to have a pickup line, what's your favorite pirate pickup line?
Other than art,
would you like to know why my Roger is so jolly?
And why, are you such a MySpace man whore?
Oh,
right there. That would be
directed at our drummer.
Steve-O, the Jolly Roger.
Jolly Roger over there.
The man whore.
There he is.
I'm just a nice guy, and I talk to every girl that comes our way or doesn't, and send them nice messages.
He's such a nice guy.
He talks to everyone who doesn't come his way.
So your profile hasn't been shut down yet. Right.
Oh,
you're
no.
Fine.
No, I'm like, hey, what's going on? You like some cool bands. Rocktastic taste in music, you know? Hey.
So those of you on MySpace, you might have actually deleted a message from him.
Yeah.
Steve-O
got hold of this 1954 dictionary of English slang words. And ever since he got hold of this dictionary, he's been using these words, including on people in England. And he talks to the people in England, and they have no idea what he's talking about. Like, you got a nice set of peelers, love.
she's like, peelers? What are you, my grandma? And I'm like, oh, sorry, our singer's English, and he's teaching me words.
My country is like disavowed my heritage now. They're like, oh, you can't come back here anymore.
I'm banned.
I had a question about that. And regarding you guys' names, I mean, like, I'm Pirate RC, and this is Hannah Lazar, and, you know, obviously my parents didn't name me Pirate or RC.
No.
I mean, it would have been easier to spell and everything than my real name, but how did you guys come up with, like, you know, JFK, for example? I mean, just...
Well, that sounds... Well, that's James fucking Kingston is what that stands for. But I can't say that, so I have to say, like,
it's his initials.
It's my initials.
Those are his real initials.
Hang on.
It just takes them like 30 minutes to say that.
James Frederick Kingston.
Yeah,
thank you very much, Steve.
Yes, my name
well,
is
you
kind
of have it written phonetically on your...
Here's my wallet.
That's neat how you guys did that. Isaac.
They have it, but...
Yeah. Write it out.
Yeah.
Cool
with a K.
It's so creative.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean...
You gotta have fun in your life.
I like
it because
it causes controversy. Like, American... Because we're in America, and they're like, oh, JFK, I was the president. And I'm like, oh, it's actually my initials.
It's also an airport.
Yeah.
It's also an airport.
Yes.